Well, it could be men in the grading, you know, depending on how it was used and the tone used.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it could possibly.
Could
be
possibly
used.
Mean that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or what about an older person, say who's about 80 years old, but still does his own farm work and doesn't get tired? You'd say he's still, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
active.
Mighty active.
Vigorous.
People around here say spry much.
Yes, that's used quite often.
Uh-huh. Maybe mighty lively, something like that.
Right.
Okay. Or what about if the children are out later than usual? Your wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Uneasy. Okay. Or what about a person might say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid of scared.
What do you call a person who tends to get scared very easily? Or maybe a little child might tend to call him something in particular.
Easily frightened or frightful.
What about scaredy cat? Who would say something like that?
Well, this is normally used in, you know, the young children.
Yeah, children would say scaredy cat.
Right.
Okay. What about talking about being afraid? You might say a person who at one time in the past was afraid, but she's not now. You might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she
was in the past.
Or maybe she used to be afraid.
Used to be afraid.
Okay. Or what about the other way around? She, at one time in the past, she was not afraid, but she is now. You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She, at one time in the past, she was not afraid. But I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to be not afraid.
Okay.
Or
do people around here say didn't used to be?
Or didn't used to be. Sometime as used to.
Okay. What about somebody who leaves a lot of money out in the open on the table and with the door unlocked? You'd say he's mighty what?
Careless.
Mighty careless. What about if you had an aunt named Lizzie? You might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
odd. Funny.
Funny. Would you ever say she acts kind of queer?
It's not used much in this area.
It's not used to mean peculiar or strange?
No, not very often.
Do you use the word at all?
Not unless I'm referring to something specific, you know, that...
If you hear something...
It's not used loosely.
Yeah. You say, well, that's mighty queer, or something like that? If you heard about something that was unusual, would you ever say that?
Sometime, but you don't hear it too often.
Just don't hear it around here much.
Not often.
Okay. What about somebody who makes up his mind and just nothing in the world can make him change his mind? You'd say he's mighty what?
Generally, you say butt-headed.
Butt-headed,
Or bull-headed.
Bull-headed. People around here say mule-headed.
Mule-headed, yes.
Just plain stubborn.
Stubborn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what about somebody that you just can't joke with at all without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty what?
Mighty high-tempered.
Did you ever say that?
Easy to fly off the handle.
Yeah. What about mighty touchy, maybe?
Mighty touchy is used.
Or talking about a person like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
upset.
Or maybe angry or
angry.
Something like that. Okay. Well, what about, again, talking about somebody like that, if he's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, and you say, wait a minute, just
cool down.
Okay, cool down or keep calm.
Hold your temper.
Yeah. Okay. What about if you've been working very hard, you say after you've done that, you're very what?
Tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all